Again, we are really glad that you're here today. And for any guests, again, my name is Paul, and I just want to welcome you here this morning. Just a little bit of church business to start. Some of you probably seen it on Facebook and prayer requests, but I just wanted to say it publicly to clarify what's going on. Pastor Kevin Smith, who's one of our pastors here at Hope, has been kind of having some symptoms for the last few months, and he went in and got it tested, and it turns out what has happened, and this is a mass about the size of a golf ball that's pushing up against his cerebellum. He's got that. He was down at Mayo Clinic this last week, and they have scheduled for him surgery on Wednesday. Certainly, we are keeping Kevin and Priscilla, his wife, in our prayers, and to know that there's a whole lot of people that are responding, as well as responding to the many needs that we see here as our body of Christ. But just so I knew that people would have lots of questions, what's going on with Pastor Kevin, that's what's going on, and your prayers are certainly appreciated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you today for your grace and your love and your mercy in your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that as we look at your word, that you would guide us in your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are on this journey called the life of Jesus, and we've been walking chronologically through his ministry. And today we encounter Jesus have a lesson, a story telling us about the Good Shepherd. And one of the things that the Good Shepherd tells us is that there are people who are thieves or hired hands that want to come and jump the fence, so to speak, not enter through the gate, and lead the sheep astray, that there are thieves and there are hired hands that don't care for the sheep, don't know the sheep by name, and want to lead the sheep astray. So I want you to think about that today and think about what are the things that lead us astray? What are the things where we are misled in this life? I want to start with a little simple illustration. Does anybody use a GPS to navigate? Global positioning system, okay. I have one of these, and I kind of have a love-hate relationship with it because I think I'm better at directions than the GPS. And it frustrates my wife, right, because I argue with the GPS or I know where to go when this thing tells me to go somewhere else. And I found some stories that support my beliefs. There was a woman named Sabine. She lived in Brussels. She had to go up to the airport north of her to pick up a friend. She turned on her GPS, put in the address, and the GPS, for some reason, got it wrong and instead told her to turn south. So she went south. She drove all the way through Germany, right? If you know geography, she stopped for the night, got some rest. She kept on trusting this GPS, and she ended up, finally she figured it out when she saw the sign for Croatia, that she was on the wrong route, right? So GPS can lead you astray. Another story, in June of 2011, there was three women who were tourists visiting the city of Bellevue, Washington, very beautiful place, and they were out late, and it was past midnight, and they needed to get back to their hotel, so they entered the directions in GPS how to get back on the freeway to get back to their hotel, and they were driving a rented SUV. The GPS, instead of taking them onto the freeway, took them into a boatyard and down a boat ramp and into the water, right? And by the time they realized, they just drove right in, trusting the GPS, and their SUV was completely submerged. So the question that I have for you today with this illustration, have you ever had bad direction? Have you ever been led astray? Has there ever been a thief that has come in, or a hired hand that has come in, someone who's told you to go this way, but they really don't care about you, and it's ended up in a bad place? Maybe it was good advice, right, that ended up being really bad wisdom. Maybe you've been given the wrong directions, literally, like, well, you just go down there and take a right, then a left, and it was completely the wrong thing. Maybe it was the false promises of a career or a job or a relationship that supposedly was going to churn out great and it didn't. Maybe it was a product that you bought that, with all kinds of promises, right? It was going to do the job and get everything done, but it simply failed to deliver. And sometimes I think this parable of the sheep that are led astray, right, of thieves and robbers and hired hands, is so true in our life, that there's so much in this world that wants to lead us astray, to take us off the path that the good shepherd has for us. And Jesus says this is true. Look, there are thieves, right? There are hired hands that are going to jump the fence and try to lead us in different directions, even with our faith. But Jesus says, He is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd, and His sheep will follow Him because they know His voice. So I have to ask you this question then. Amidst all of the many voices vying for your attention and your loyalty in this world, amidst all of that noise, right? People saying that you need to follow them and do this thing, are you able to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd in your life? You see, God still speaks. God still speaks. He speaks through His holy word. He speaks through scripture. He speaks through the comfort and encouragement of other believers. He speaks through prayer. And God still speaks through gentle nudges and whispers of His Holy Spirit. That is absolutely true. The question is, amidst all of the thieves, amidst all of the hired hands of this world, are you able to hear the voice of the good shepherd? You know, sometimes I wonder and I worry in the lives of all of you and in my own life if that we're just so surrounded by distractions nowadays, more so than ever before, right? So much noise that we just don't hear the voice of the good shepherd anymore. I got a video to illustrate that.
Today, another round of U.S. airstrikes are helping to slow the advances of ISIS fighters in Syria. Large plumes of smoke were seen over various suspected ISIS fighting positions, thus helping in the primary goal of slowing the advance of ISIS fighters. The airstrikes from U.S. warplanes are spreading the militants thin out across the area.
Demonstration is expected to continue inside during the meeting of the county legislature.
There's a whole lot of noise out there nowadays, voices distracting us, demanding our attention. We think we constantly have to have that on, right? Anybody know anybody? I won't ask you if it's you personally, but where the radio always has to be on or the TV always has to be blaring or all that. I have a relative, I won't say who it is, beautiful lake place, and we go there. They put outdoor speakers so you can, you know, listen to the radio, and I hate it, right? Because I want to go and listen to nature. They don't, you know, they live there. I guess it's not the point, right? There's a world full of noise, and I wonder in all of this, all the distractions of life, do we find that quiet time to pray and to read God's word? You see, even good things sometimes can lead us astray. Even good things. You see, because anything that takes our focus, our hearts and minds, our eyes off of God's will for us in Jesus Christ is a thief and a robber. Anything that takes our focus off of God's love for us in Jesus Christ, his will for us, is a thief and a robber. So what voices, what distractions are you listening to? Are you giving into? Who's the thief in your life? Who's the hired hand in your life? You know, so often what I hear today, I think there's lots of these things, but one of the ones that I hear from a lot of people, and I probably am guilty of this myself, is busyness, right? Through all that noise and all the stuff demanding our things, we say, I've got so much to do, and we run and we run and we run from thing to thing, and we are just so busy, we don't make time for God amidst all the demands of life. And I actually got another video to illustrate that, because I really love videos, and you all have to watch it because I'm playing it. All right.
A sense of urgency. We are on a looming deadline. It's gonna be a late night.
So often we think that time is the enemy, but the truth of the matter is time's not the enemy. Time's a gift. Time is a gift. hurry, rush, busyness, that's the enemy, right? That's the thief that wants to come in and distract us and take away our focus on God. And the truth of the matter is any good relationship, if it's to grow, it's to be developed, it takes time, it takes intentionality. One of the things I get asked all the time as pastors is, you know, what I just want to know what God's will is for my life. You know, what does God want from me? What is his purpose from me? And I back them up a little bit and I say, well, you know, if you're not spending time with God, reading his word and listening for his direction, you're not going to know the answer to that. You're not going to know the answer to this. The truth of the matter is your relationship with God is the single most important relationship in your life. Think about that. Your relationship with your Creator is the single most important relationship in your life. Above your spouse, above your kids, your relationship with God is number one. And all things flow from that. Are you tuned in to the voice of the Good Shepherd who knows you by name? One of the illustrations that I'd like to give to you, a friend suggested this illustration. I think it's great. Anybody watching March Madness right now? Right? Okay, some people are. I have to confess, I'm more of a football guy. I watch that, so basketball, college basketball doesn't. But there's been some cool games going on there. But one of the things I'm impressed by, if you've ever been to one of these games, is you think about, you know, you're playing basketball like at an impressive level. But not only that, but there's thousands of people around you yelling and screaming at you all kinds of directions and trying to distract you all the time, right? Shoot! Block! Run, steal, go, right? Can you imagine trying to play basketball or do your job if somebody was yelling at you like that? Farm, file, right? Play music, right? It'd be horribly distracting. But those players are somehow able to tune all of that out. I mean, like crazy sort of distractions, like it's a thing to try to distract them during free throws. Why? Because they know only one voice out there on the court matters. And they can hear that voice above all others. Which voice is that? The coach. They know the voice of the coach, so they tune out everything else, but when the coach yells, they can hear it. Why? Because they've spent day after day after day after day after day in practice with the coach, tuning themselves in to the voice of their coach. That's my question for you today. That's Jesus' question. Do you know the voice of the Good Shepherd? Have you tuned in to the voice of the coach because you've spent your time with Jesus? Because you see, God has a word for you. God has a word for you. The Good Shepherd has a word of grace and love for you. This is his truth. His truth is he loves you. He knows you by name. He is the Good Shepherd. He will protect you from all evil. He will protect you when the wolf comes, when the thieves come. You are his child, and whatever it is you are upset about today, whatever it is you're battling today, whatever it is you're worrying about today, he is with you, and he is your strength. So here's my challenge to you as Christians, as Easter comes, right? And this time of year is busy. Anybody feel that? Right? It's really busy. Simplify somehow. Say no to something. And I want you to tune out so you can tune in. Tune out so you can tune in. Turn the TV off. Put your phone away. Eliminate the distractions. Don't, you know, just sit down, find a quiet place, grab your Bible, maybe grab a journal, pen, paper, whatever it is, and start breathing and be still and know that God is God. And he has a word for you. This might be the words you discover. Whatever anxiety you're carrying, whatever worry that you have right now that is consuming you, God may say this to you: cast all of your anxiety on me, because I care for you. 1 Peter 5:7, if we can put that up. Or you may have this word for, maybe you're afraid, maybe you're paralyzed by fear right now, and there's just something in your future, or something in your situation where you just don't know how in the world you're possibly going to handle that. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Or maybe you're drowning in guilt and shame. You feel unlovable, that there's something that you've done, what you know is wrong, but you don't know where to start, how to make it right, right? Romans 8:1, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Or maybe you're facing a serious illness, or maybe you're battling grief, or maybe you're facing even death itself. Philippians 3:20-21, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Maybe you're feeling lonely, disconnected, alone, unloved. Romans 8:38, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Good Shepherd calls you by name. He calls you by name. He loves you, and you are his child. Amen. Father, thank you that you are the Good Shepherd who guides us through life, through all the noise and distractions, all the thieves and robbers and hired hands of life, all the things that seek to pull our focus off of you. Lord, we pray that you would abolish those things and help us to keep our eyes and our hearts and our minds fixed solely on your cross and your empty tomb. In Jesus' name, amen.